Caught up in the country.
99.9 WTUZ, Caught Up in the Country. Brand new music from Rodney Atkins. And you know, Shauna, he will be joining us September the 19th. I do believe that's the day. Yeah, September 19th at the Tuscarawas County Fairgrounds.
I'm very excited. I saw a little bit of, I think the fairgrounds actually shared a video of kind of the backstory of him making that video and stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, did they?
Made me definitely look forward to seeing him in September.
TuscCountyFairgrounds.com if you guys want tickets. I don't even know. I mean, listen, they still have the link up there to sell them, so that would, you know, lead one to assume that they're still on sale.
They are, in fact.
But I'm sure they will go fast, especially when we get closer to the event. And that's new music right there from Rodney Atkins. By the way, his last album it was released in 2011.
It's been a hot minute since we've heard from him.
He's actually working on a new disc. It will be released sometime this year, he says, in 2018. And that song you heard will be on it. No more hot chocolate for you Shauna Berkey. Pepsi is your only beverage option.
That 8 o'clock news report, well, it was a little tough to get through. If anybody was tuning in and noticed that my voice was a little huskier than normal.
Huskier?
Just moments before I choked on my hot chocolate.
Interesting word choice there, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, well, we wish you well.
Thank you, sir.
Hope you get better soon. Hey, actor Jerry O'Connell, he's been in a few things. Scream 2, Jerry Maguire, he was in that one back in his younger days. Now he's coming to the TV side of things. He's going to be on Big Bang Theory.
Have
a recurring role. Apparently he's going to play Sheldon's brother, George, or Georgie. Now, they've had George or Georgie in the Young Sheldon episodes, and now they're going to show them all grown up. And, of course, Jerry O'Connell playing Sheldon's brother in that show.
Mm-hmm. I like Jerry. It should be a good time.
Yeah, he's kind of quirky.
He is like
the rest of the folks, Parsons and everybody else there on
Big
Bang.
That's what makes that show so great.
Hey, another actor from way back when, Shauna, this probably takes us back to the mid-90s, Michael J. Fox, who had to walk away from television and in acting because of Parkinson's disease, and he's made appearances here and there, but apparently according to his Instagram account, in which he just joined, his first post was with actor Kiefer Sutherland on the set of Designated Survivor, that hit show. Apparently rumors are Michael J. Fox will have a recurring role on that show.
Oh, that's cool.
So him coming back to TV, that's always good to see. Michael J. Fox coming back to the small screen. Hey, in terms of superhero films, we had in the past few years some actors portray the Joker. Heath Ledger did a great job. Jared Leto, and did you ever see Jared Leto?
I did.
And
yeah.
Play the Joker.
Yeah.
He didn't do it for me. But this next rumor of the actor Joaquin Phoenix, maybe of course portraying the Joker. Talks are real early in everything, but rumors from The Hollywood Reporter say Joaquin, it could be a standalone Joker film.
Really?
And he could be the Joker. Of course, he played Johnny Cash. So from The Man in Black to The Joker.
The Man in Makeup.
The Man in Makeup, indeed. Mm-hmm. Don't know if he'll go with that, but you may want to get that trademarked, Shauna.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So there's some TV news for you. And of course, Roseanne tonight premieres. It comes back. Like 20 years later, are you going to watch Roseanne this evening on ABC?
You know, I don't watch a lot of primetime, but this is something, you know, this is kind of like a classic from my childhood. If anything, I'm going to tune in just to see kind of how they pull it all back together these many years later.
It'll be cool. The original cast is all there. Somebody keeps blowing up the hotline. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Is this Kylie again?
Yes. Right. Good morning, Michaela.
Michaela's gone, and for that I hang up on you. Kylie, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Nobody can replace Michaela.
Hey, you mentioned, what was it, Conotton Valley taking extra measures to keep students
they
safe?
They are.
What are they going to be doing?
So kids are on spring break this week. They're installing a metal detector, and then they already have a resource officer, but they're adding an additional sheriff deputy at the entrance when kids come in.
Very nice. So they arming students and teachers with river rocks to ward off
any... I don't think that's in the forecast as of
right
now.
Oh, no? Well, listen to this weird story. And only in Pennsylvania, in the hills of Owensburg, Pennsylvania, would you hear a story like this. It's about 90 miles away from Philadelphia. A rural school district right there in PA, arming teachers and students with rocks to ward off potential school shooters and evildoers, if you will, who may be entering the school. Now, the school district superintendent, he said, listen, we also have extra security measures as well. Not just river rocks, but in every classroom, they have a 5-gallon bucket of what they call river rocks, just in case, Shauna, it comes to last resort and kids need to throw rocks.
All right.
One small part of the district's plan, they
say. I would think, you know, the supplies that kids are required to have, like the scissors and stuff, might be more effective.
Ooh, some, yeah, you never know.
Throw some scissors at them.
Some Elmer's glue could be in there. Those glue sticks are always harmful. It's always fun in games until, you know, your eye gets poked out from a glue stick or something. But no, river rocks.
That's what interesting. They're going with. Yeah. I mean, okay. If it's if it could possibly work.
That's how they roll in Pennsylvania.
I mean, I was expecting that to be a West Virginia story, but okay.
All right. Don't know if that's a knock on folks from West Virginia.
No,
obviously,
not at all.
Closer to the river.
Right.
But people in Pennsylvania, listen, they want to throw rocks. They can throw rocks. I think that's what they use as toys out there and everything. a little less fortunate than everyone else.
Get some old cans. Play kick the can.
And kick the can.
By the way, you can also ward off intruders.
That's right, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Cans and stones.
Hey, those things are sharp once you open them sometimes, so could be more effective
than
we're even
thinking. You talking from experience over there?
I am, yeah. I've had a few cut fingers in the day.
Open a can of SpaghettiOs or something, or SpaghettiOs with meatballs, though. Plain old SpaghettiOs, they're just garbage.
Oh, it just doesn't cut it.
No, I mean, what's the point?
Right.
You need those. You need that protein in there with those meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Those, whatever they are.
My
kids
agree
with
you.
Real meatballs. Would they?
Yeah.
You know, when you read the can of SpaghettiOs, that it says, like, great source of 8 vitamins and minerals or something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what exactly those are, but read the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. Babbling Brook soon. We'll find out if she's going to watch Roseanne tonight. She'll let you know everything else that's going on with Z News 99.9 WTUZ. Babbling Brook is here. Sick and all.
I am. Yes.
Listen, normally I say, even though when you're sick, you still look good. Brooke, today you don't look so hot. Just letting you know.
Thank you.
I'm just being honest.
So nice.
I'm an honest guy. Brutally honest sometimes.
Mm. Well, you know, when you tend to not feel very well, you don't really care what you look like.
You want me to go Facebook Live for everybody?
No, I don't. No. Nobody else needs to see this.
You're right about that. I'll close my eyes and you...
I mean, I put a little bit of makeup on.
No, I have my eyes closed.
I'm trying to
cover
up my under eye circles.
Under eye circles. You know when they say when one sense goes, another one gets better?
Yeah.
So my voice is already fantastic, right? Mm. I have a great voice. I mean, just listen to it, okay? It's fantastic. If I close my eyes, does it get any better? Hey now.
No.
Hey now.
No,
hey,
no.
Go ahead. Z News.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get through this. All right. Today in history, in 1884, the first telephone line between Boston and New York was inaugurated.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
How was their connection? Was it all right?
I don't know. The University of Oregon defeats the Ohio State University 46-33 on this day in 1939 to win the first ever NCAA men's basketball tournament.
That's when, like, March Madness really got going back then.
Yeah, that's right.
The Buckeyes were in the first championship game, the first Final Four, if you will, but they lost.
Right. Of course, it has become one of the most popular sporting events to gamble.
Yeah, up there with, I mean, it's that, the Super Bowl, you know.
Right. 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug Viagra.
Hey, now.
And I think we all know what that is. I don't need to go into detail about that.
What, Viagra?
Yeah.
Well, give us all the deets, if you will.
I'll let you do that, Eric. How's that?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Don't need it quite yet.
Then in 2006, Elvis Presley's Graceland in Memphis was declared a National Historic Landmark.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, holidays for today.
Let's hear them.
This one's a good one. Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
And there are a lot of them.
Would you like to... for me to name a couple.
Some quirky country music song titles.
These ones are kind of funny.
Sure, go okay. Go ahead.
If I can't be number one in your heart, then number two on you.
Wait a second.
By Roger Miller.
It's not a real song.
It is. Yeah, we've been looking at these ones out
there. Okay, what else do you have?
And then this one is, my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love you.
I want songs that everybody knows. Like,
I know, that's Jimmy Buffett.
Like, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off or
something.
Well,
I don't know if that was one of them, but it could be, I guess. But yeah, most of them were songs from long ago that nobody, I'm sure, has ever heard of.
I never want to hear that first one.
Oh,
That's quite the title, though, let me tell you. All right, on TV today, Roseanne Barr and John Goodman, they'll be on The View. And they'll also be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Later tonight.
Yes. Madonna, she'll be on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Tonight, the Cavs take on the Heat at Miami. Roseanne will be on this evening.
You're going to watch Roseanne, the comeback?
If I remember, yes, I will try to do
that.
Maybe I'll record it or something, watch it later.
But Brooke, there's always that.
Yeah. This one's called 20 Years to Life, Dressed to Impress.
Set your VCR.
Yeah, yeah. The Voice will also be on at 8, and Unsolved the Murders of Tupac, Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
On at 10. And then in country news, Chris Lane and pop star Tori Kelly, they're going to be heading to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on April 2nd, where they'll perform their collaborative hit, Take Back Home Girl.
That's April 2nd, my mother's birthday. But that's a big hit. That's a big hit for them on top 10.
Yeah, it's the first time that they'll be singing it together.
Will they
live?
Huh?
Live, yes.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
That's Babbling Brook with Z News. Listen, you did great.
Thanks.
Lots of fluids. Take some medicine.
I am.
And
vitamins, all that stuff.
Good. You know, SpaghettiOs with meatballs have. Great source of 9 essential vitamins.
And minerals.
And minerals, yes. Yes, ma'am.
I do know that.
All right. Somebody said SpaghettiOs with hot dogs.
Oh, boy. No.
Garbage.
Spine
with meatballs.
Stick with the meatballs.
Yeah, spend 30 more cents, get a can of meatballs.
Yeah. Or just the original with the noodles, you know?
No. Brooke?
No?
Not
those are good, too.
All right, if you say so. Brooke, until tomorrow.
Yes.
As long as you're well.
Right.
We'll see you then.
Okay.
All right, more after this.
Z Country.